It's tax season once again, which unfortunately means it's also time for scammers to take advantage of the tax system. Lakeshore Public Radio's Stephen Lattimore spoke with Janice Sinicky, president of the Indiana Society of Enrolled Agents, about how Hoosiers can protect themselves against those scammers.
This time of year, there are a number of scams out there. Let's just sort of run through a couple of them.
All right. The biggest one that I'm hearing from my clients and people in the public is the phone scams. People are receiving very threatening phone scams. They're threatening to be arrested, deported. The police are on their way if they don't immediately come up with the funds to pay their IRS tax bill.
Now, the problem there is once you give them your information, you're done. Is that right?
That would be correct. They are phishing. They're looking for Social Security numbers, all kinds of banking information. They want your debit card information, credit card information. So at that point, yes, you've given them everything they need to attack your identity.
Now, if I'm Joe Schmo, I don't know from anything. What do I do?
I've been speaking to a number of organizations, especially for senior citizens and other public groups, and our motto is just hang up.
Now, if I don't have a tax preparer, I guess the idea is to call the IRS. This time of year, their lines are busy. What do I do?
The IRS website has wonderful information that they can lead you through, things that you can fill out. There are links where you can report the phone number that called you and what was said. The IRS does not call you in this manner. Know that if you receive a call in this manner, it is 100% a scam. They never force you to make payment at that time. They will never ask for personal information. If you truly owe money to the IRS, you will have received months and months of notices.
Now, there's some other scams as well. Tell us about those.
The other scams are coming via email. They look very, very much like the IRS logo, like it would be official. But here's the catch. The Internal Revenue Service does not email. They have never used that as a mode of discussing anything. So if it's an email from the IRS, you can actually forward that to the Internal Revenue Service, and they will go ahead and put that as part of their investigation.
Now, you've had some really bad horror stories that you have personally come across. Tell us about that.
Well, I've had a client, a woman who had filed her tax return. She was supposed to get about a $20-some thousand refund, only to find out someone else had beat her to that refund. And subsequently, we were able to help her, and she did eventually get that money, but we had to prove that she was who she was. And make sure that, you know, she was filing securely.
Now, this time of year, it seems that you can walk down the street and see tax preparers everywhere. But you say you need to really, really look at that closely, right?
That is correct. I have represented clients on audit where the tax preparer had added Social Security numbers, had added losses. They had no idea because they really didn't look at the tax return. Tax preparers, anyone can be a tax preparer and hang out that shingle. They can, for a small fee, get a registered P-10 from the IRS. You want to look for a tax preparer who has a credential, an enrolled agent, a CPA, or an attorney. Those are being monitored. We have to have, as an enrolled agent, more continuing education in taxation than a CPA or an attorney has to have.
Are there any other scams we need to be looking out for?
Currently, you can also watch for actual letters coming in the mail, which are also phishing expeditions. There's been an increase also. They've gotten a little bit clever in calling, for example, HR departments, pretending to be someone higher up in an organization and asking, for example, some W-2 information about one of the employees. So it is becoming more and more efficient in the way they're trying to go about, and it's ramping up. My father is 92 years old, and he's gotten this call 3 times. The first time, he was quite upset. The second time, of course, he also called me. The third time, he called me and proudly said, "Janet, I got another phone call today from those people trying to steal money from me." And I said, "Okay, how'd you handle it?" He goes, "You'll be so proud of me." I hung up the phone. And I said, "That's exactly what you're supposed to." He says, "But I kind of wanted to swear at them a little bit, but I hung up the phone."
That report right there from Lakeshore Public Radio, Stephen Lattimore, the lengths that these people will go to try to take money from people that doesn't belong. It's really unbelievable. I'm glad that was a good report from Stephen Lattimore, just kind of explaining to our listeners the best ways to deal with these just horrible scammers out there that are really trying to take advantage of people this time of year with the tax season upon us.